Hi, I'm Karen Given with NPR's Only a Game. Bill Littlefield's commentary is coming right up, but first I'd like to tell you about a few of the things we're working on for this week's show. When the St. Louis Rams drafted Michael Sam last spring, some say that was proof that the NFL was ready to accept an openly gay player. According to one journalist's investigation, what happened next is proof that the league still has a long way to go. We'll talk to Sid Ziegler of Outsports about what he discovered. We'll also talk to Bob Katz, author of The Whistleblower, Rooting for the Ref in the High-Stakes World of College Basketball. And what's the deal with all those sets of brothers in the NBA? Our own Doug Tribou and Kurt Nickisch have the story. That's all coming up this week on Only a Game. In this week's commentary, Bill Littlefield knows that sports fans can always find reasons to cheer or complain. But some months offer more opportunities than others.
Football's over now, of course, except for the arrests. College hoops is going on, but that game's biggest tests won't come until the madness for which March is mostly known. And baseball played this month, when all the players have all flown to Florida or Arizona, doesn't matter much. It's only training in a spring that hasn't sprung. As such, it may delight us, one and all, with promise of a summer. But February, by and large, is pretty much a bummer. Across the rising ocean, there is soccer to be seen. But here, like baseball, soccer's only practicing. It's lean and barren times this month, I fear. And what are fans to do while teams are treading water? Are there options? Well, a few. They might play board games with their kids, pick up some books to read, or join a gym, or learn to cook, or if inclined toward greed, they might buy stocks and sell them too while hoping for the best. Perhaps they're really tired. If they are, then they should rest. They might knit something long and warm or rescue some poor pet that's lonely in a shelter somewhere. Maybe they would get from that the sense of happiness warm puppies can provide, though puppies during February might not go outside, for snow that's piled above the cars and hydrants might, I fear, cause puppies who are not so big to almost disappear. They might learn how to play the flute, piano, or guitar, and fill the home with music, for wherever those folks are, the sound of music, cool or hot, would certainly be groovy. You understand I'm talking music now and not the movie. The point is, there are lots of things which don't require courts or fields or pitches, lots of things beside the world of sports, and thanks for that, say I, as snow goes by in great big trucks. For sports, as for a lot of things, this February is a tough month.
You can link to Bill's commentary at our website, onlyagame.org, and you can find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at OnlyAgameNPR.